Over the next month or so, we're going to be looking at various aspects of life in Italy called Simple Pleasures with Birra Moretti. Later on, we'll be giving away some Moretti and some pizza. But first, where do Italians go on their holidays? To tell us, we're joined by the award-winning travel and food writer, Veruska Anaconitano. Good afternoon, Veruska.
Good afternoon, everyone.
We have this general impression, I suppose, in this country that in Italy, in a couple of weeks, during a couple of weeks in August, everybody goes on holidays. Is that true?
That's super true. It's not true. It's super true. Everybody goes on holiday in August. So you basically can get stuck in traffic and can be really overwhelmed if you're going on the beach. So your only escape is to stay home and don't go out. Never.
Right. OK. But if everybody's on holiday, who's working in the hotels and the restaurants?
We have this kind of habit. We go on holiday the first 15 days of August, if not the first 3 weeks. So you basically, if you work on a public place, you know you are going on holiday on this time of the year. If you're working on hospitality, you probably have to plan in advance because everybody wants to go on holiday in August, even if prices are crazy. So it's like working on a shift, but yes. You know way in advance if you are going to work or not. And it's a tough competition, so you really have to beat your colleagues, basically.
Obviously, Italy is a huge tourist destination for people all over the world. So from an Italian's point of view, I assume that there are parts of Italy that they'll avoid because they don't want to be bumping into Irish people and whoever who are all there crowding out the place already. So where do Italians go on their holiday?
Yeah, we tend to avoid the big cities like Rome, Venice, Milan, even also because it's very, very hot. So you try to leave the city and let it run by the tourists. The places where Italians go can be divided into two big areas. Depends on where you live your entire life. So if you are from the sea, you are probably going at least a week up to the mountains in the north. But if you live northern part of Italy, you definitely are going to the sea. It's something we know, and everybody, it's a habit for us.
So if you're near the mountains, you go to the sea. If you're near the sea, you go to the mountains.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
So the Italians are passing each other on the road.
Yeah, of course, the people going from the north to the south are way much more than people going from the south to the north. Because it's obvious once the good weather starts, and starts usually in March in Italy, people want to go to the beach, even if you live very close by. So it's a win for the sea all the time. But yeah, of course, they kind of meet with each other on the motorway usually.
Yes. and for those beach destinations, are there specific places that they go to where they can, you know, they can avoid all the other tourists from all the other countries?
Yes. There are very few places where you can go and pretty much only Italians know about these places, even if some of them are becoming famous among Irish and among foreigners. They are still very niche. So there are still four Italians run by Italians.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, for example, the Marche region, which is very close to Tuscany, but it's this beautiful place where you have the mountains, you have the beaches, you have amazing food, and you have the landscape. And you have pristine beach, the water is clear, there are not many people, for sure there are not many tourists. So you know you're going there to relax, sunbathe, and eat a lot and very well.
Yeah.
On the same coastal area, you go down to the south and you reach Puglia region, Apulia, which is, in my opinion, probably one of the best places for your holidays. And if you are an Italian now, you have been there for sure at least once in your life. And Puglia is like this crazy place where everything is cheap, everything is clear, the beach is incredible, you have the islands, you have the good food, one of the best in Italy. And most of the places where you go are free of charge. So you go on the beach and you don't have to pay anything at all.
Ah.
Yes.
Will people go to specific parts of Italy for the food?
That's a good question. We go everywhere for the food. We actually plan our holidays.
Because, I mean, obviously it differs. People will travel because there's different sorts of pasta produced in different places, for instance.
The south of Italy is definitely the place where to go for good, good food. But to be honest, the north as well. I think Italians love to go to Apulia for food, Sicily, Sardinia, Campania region. And basically everywhere you can mix the sea, the beach with the good food, it's a choice for us. But if you go up to the north, for example, in Trentino Alto Adige, you have the big, big Dolomites with the lakes, and the food is crazy good as well. So it's very hard to answer to your question in a good way.
I was in Italy this summer myself, and it was at the top of Lake Garda. But there's a kind of an Austrian influence there. It's not really, it's not just Italian food there.
No. Actually, that part of Italy, we tend to call that part of Italy not properly Italy for us Italians. Yeah. We know it's Italy. Yeah. But if you go there and you've been there, it's mostly tourists. And mostly tourists from Germany and Austria.
Yes.
It's a place made for tourists. So if we go there, we go for a day. And we go for a walk and we go for something, but it's not the place where we would naturally spend our holidays.
Yeah. And so what parts of the north would Italians go to then?
Definitely the regions close to Milan. So the Bergamo, Brescia, and where you can have good food. You don't have the beach, of course, but if you want good food, the landscape, that's one of the places. Trentino Alto Adige is another one. It's amazing, amazing. It's just nature. You can hike. Even in August, you will find yourself by yourself, only with yourself, your family, or your dog. And I suggest, and I'm sure it's becoming more and more famous among Italians, the Lange region, which is a very small place in the Piedmont area, very close to France, but very, very Italian, where you have some of the best vineyards we have in Italy. And so everything is about getting in touch with the nature and yourself. It's like how was Tuscany years ago when nobody was there, basically.
Yeah. And in Italy, when the family goes on holiday, can that often include the grandparents and the parents and the kids and many people, or do they go in smaller units?
Things are changing a lot. So usually in the past, people were used to go and spend their holidays in their family home at the beach or up to the mountains. So they used to go all together, grandparents, children, aunt, everybody together. Now things are changing. So it's like small families going together, gathered together. So like mother, father, and the children. But we still have this tendency to spend our holidays in our family homes if we have a second home somewhere in another part of Italy.
Very nice.
Yes.
Indeed. And is there anything Italians do on their holidays that's unique to Italians?
We drink coffee.
Okay. But don't you do that all the time anyway?
Yeah, that's true. It's hard to identify a specific thing without falling into stereotypes. The more you get into the small villages, small parts, non-touristy part, the more you feel authenticity. So you still find people, a lot of people wake up very early in the morning and go downstairs, go outside and get their newspaper from their local local place. They get a coffee, and that's pretty much a habit we still have in the small places when we go on holiday. So just get out very early in the morning, go for a walk, get your newspaper, get your coffee and a cornetto, and then start your day. And during the day, we used to have aperitif all the time. But this is not a stereotype, that's super true. So close to lunch, you have aperitivo, and then very close to dinner, you have another one. And so it's really like, it's true. We do like this.
Yeah, and it's very nice indeed. Verushka Anaconitano is an award-winning food and travel journalist. Verushka, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.